This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
About 7 after the hour, this is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is the way that people who are interested in what's going on in the world of news talk radio find out what the scorecard is, what's on that list, the 10 stories, the 10 people that have been talked about. According to research at Talkers Magazine, you can find these lists every week at talkers.com and also on gooddayshow.com. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, is with us as he wins his way on the roadways. So I think I'd better do the story list. I don't want the headline to read, editor and publisher of Talkers drives over a bridge while reading the stories on his weekly radio program. Maybe not. So,
not a good idea.
No, not a good idea. At number 10, the SAG-AFTRA strike, and also some of the things going on in social media, certainly the Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg thing. We'll get to them on the people list. Crime and homelessness at number 9. The Hunter Biden investigation. Man, aren't we getting tired of talking about that? Well, I guess it's up to the host of the program, but many people are talking about it. That's why it's number 8 on the list. U.S.-China relations, number 7. The weather, in essence, number 6, with all the heat waves and floods here and there. Number 5, what's going on with former President Trump and his lawyers. They're having a nice, close, personal time. He's using his money from his campaign fund to pay his legal bills. That's an interesting twist. The presidential race for next year, who's running? That's number 4. Number 3, how are Bidenomics doing when it comes to inflation? Number 2, the Russian-Ukrainian war. And number 1, the NATO summit. Should Ukraine get into NATO? Yes or no? On the people list, Anthony Blinken is at number 10. The two guys from the wonderful world of social media, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, they're at number 9. Vladimir Putin and his counterpart in China, number 8. Kevin McCarthy is 7. Zelensky is 6. The two Bidens both make the list this week again. Hunter is at 5. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Ron DeSantis, both presidential wannabes, number 4. Jack Smith at number 3. Trump at 2 and Biden, the dad, at 1. You know, there are some people who were talking about, we got into this on the Talk Radio Review. Joe Biden comes across to the public as being this kind of warm, nice, gentle, sweet guy. But yet there are stories that are now coming out, Michael, of him not being a nice guy, of him being nasty, rude, angry, and some of the people that work with him or have worked with him over the years say that he's not a likable guy at all. I've not heard that before. Have you?
Yeah, I have, and it doesn't surprise me. It's very hard to make it to the heights of politics the way Joe Biden has, and to be so consistent at it, only being a sweet, nice guy. There are more dimensions to a person, especially on the level that he plays. So you could see it. You could see the way he handled Trump in the debates when they ran against each other in the 2020 election. He was kind of brutal. So I don't see Joe Biden as necessarily a nice guy, any more so than any of the other politicians who have the ability to be charming when they want to, and not charming when they're
I guess that when I look at his personality and try to figure out or maybe compare him comparing and contrasting Joe Biden. What we think when we look at his smiling face and all of that, we think differently about him, I think, in the main, in comparison to, let's say, Hillary or Bernie Sanders or Bill Clinton or George W. Bush. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not a good judge of character.
Well, what are you saying? Are you saying that you think Biden is nicer than those other people?
I think I thought that he was, but I'm not sure that I'm right anymore. That's what I think.
Well, you shouldn't be sure about that. We don't know what people are like in real life. Well, anytime you've ever met any of these people personally or observing them at a distance through the media, you're seeing a mask. You're not seeing the real people. I mean, I've heard stories that Fidel Castro was absolutely charming to his guests when they came to see him, that he would even cook for them at his house. And Fidel Castro was a guy who was running all the firing squads, killing all his political opponents. I've heard stories about the worst dictators having charming sides. People who meet them go, "Wow, they didn't seem so bad to me." I spent time with Donald Trump, and he's a nice guy. If you're not involved in anything that is conflicting to his interests,
right?
He's a very pleasant fellow.
Yeah.
But I see a lot of pictures of Biden, clips and videos of Biden snapping at people, snapping at reporters. Basically, I don't think he's any different than the rest of them.
Well, maybe he's not. It sure looks like he's as corrupt as many of them have been. How can you not draw that conclusion when you hear and piece together his relationship with his son and what a crook his son seems to be? And so what is it, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree? Did Hunter Biden learn to be the way he is because he watched his father?
I mean, you could say that about every criminal. Most politicians have corruption. I don't remember who it was who made the statement. I think it was one of the Soviets. He said, "Show me the man, and I'll show you the crime." If you want to find a crime, you can find crimes on anybody if you look deep enough. Everybody has skeletons in their closets, and politicians and politicians' families are known for taking advantage of their power and connections, anywhere from absolute criminal behavior to just shady behavior. I think we spend too much time on this as part of the mudslinging that marks American politics. The fact that, look at Jared Kushner. What did the Saudis pay him? $2 billion?
Yeah.
Why do you think they gave him that money? Why aren't we talking about that? I personally find that all of this conversation about relatives of politicians being corrupt and politicians' corruption to be, in many cases, distractions, trumped up, no pun intended, stuff that really has nothing to do with the major issues. We're so far afield of the issues that it's absolutely embarrassing. It's very worrisome because we don't know what's going on, and we're voting and we're discussing and we're reporting on things that ultimately aren't going to impact anything.
Isn't that because of people like Rush Limbaugh, people who have been on the radio and television, who have gotten more attention perhaps than some think they deserve? They gave them more latitude, more room to influence, and therefore they took advantage of it. And it's really, you can hear people say, it's Rush Limbaugh's fault that things are the way they are right now.
If it's Rush Limbaugh's fault, it's your fault, and it's my fault, and it's everybody in talk radio's fault. I can't see blaming Rush Limbaugh specifically. I would say changes in the media where opinion sells more than objective commentary or reporting. We've seen this change over the last 25 years. Limbaugh's part of it, but I wouldn't say specifically that Limbaugh is solely responsible for it. I think it's a change in the media, and I think the rise of social media has taken something that might have begun with the opinionization of content on talk radio after the Fairness Doctrine, it's taken that trend and multiplied it exponentially. I mean, the internet is just a cesspool of hatred.
Sure is.
And politicians just want power. They'll be for something one day when it means their party will get in power, and they'll be against the same policy the next day if it means the other party will get in power. It's a power grab. It has nothing to do with anybody wanting to work together to create any kind of activity that ultimately will benefit the country. As a matter of fact, politicians root for bad times, and their followers, who are a bunch of empty-headed fans of politics, they're like sports fans. It's a blood sport, though. It's politics. They want to see the other guy look bad, even if it means the country will have inflation, even if it means the country will have all kinds of problem crimes, gun activity, untruths in the terms of health care, all kinds of things, because they want to win in the next election as opposed to have a better country. That's a terrible state of affairs. The media plays into it in a big way. It saddens me, but it's not Rush Limbaugh's fault or any one person's fault.
So here we are celebrating the month of our country's birth, and when you look at the things that are going on, the way you just described stuff in the last few minutes makes me think our country is falling apart. Makes me think it's not what it was.
Well, the question is, has it always been this way, but we didn't know about it because the media wasn't as profoundly in our face?
Mm-hmm.
Is ignorance bliss? Is what we don't know won't hurt us? Or is the country going to another crisis? A case could be made, Doug, that the United States of America, in its almost 250-year history, has always been in a crisis, has always been in a situation where you could say it's falling apart. There was the McCarthy era. There was a Civil War. There was the Great Depression. There have been terrible cases of corrupt presidencies. Warren G. Harding was corrupt. Herbert Hoover was inept. There were presidents back in the 1800s that if you go into the history books, you'll find out, oh, my gosh, these guys were criminals.
Yeah.
Andrew Johnson, who followed Lincoln, was a crook. So one of the interesting things about the United States, if you take away all of the fluff.
All right, hold this thought. Hold the thought for a minute. We'll pause as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 18 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years, you and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what happens.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss, and healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Here's the discount code Dougie at free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government. Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As Michael wins his way toward the big city, it's time for us to get back to the focus, the serious side of things when it comes to News Talk Radio. Michael and I have great camaraderie. We have great conversations about not only the things that are the focus of his work at Talkers Magazine, but also things in general, observations mostly based on what we know about each other and what we know about the News Talk Radio business, which is our business, the people that we've observed over the years, the interesting interpretations of things that have come from folks that are real characters. And in that category, I put Elon Musk, who's number 9 on the people list this week, and the social media stuff is also on the story list. So he has now launched, Musk, Michael, has launched his own AI company to compete with ChatGPT. Are we, I don't even think we're far enough on. I don't even really know that I know what ChatGPT is. Do you?
Yeah, I do know what it is. I certainly don't understand how it works any more than I understand how the engine in the car I'm driving works. But we're using it, and a lot of people are. You know, you mentioned Musk before, and you said Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, the two titans in social media. At least Zuckerberg built his company from scratch and was doing it for years. It disturbs me how Musk just wrote a check and now is in control of one of the major venues of conversation and communications in America. These billionaires have such concentrated power over communications that is a problem for the First Amendment as well. But that aside, artificial intelligence is up there with the wheel and fire and refrigeration in terms of the impact on our society. I've always said that modern communications is rewiring the human nervous system. Well, this is doing an overhaul on the human nervous system, the results of which are very scary because it has a double-edged sword on an exponential level, you know, up there with nuclear power. And, you know, I hope maybe someday you and I can do a whole program on this subject. I'm learning everything I possibly can about it. And, you know, I'm a newcomer to it, as is everybody else on the planet, other than those, you know, geeks and engineers and brilliant, brilliant technicians who've invented this thing.
Well, we talk about technology with lots of different references. You, in that last couple of minutes, talked about the technology of running your car. That's a certain type of technology. We use the term in a generic sense to apply to lots of different things, but the implication today, when we talk about technology, is the demonstrable use of iPhones and iPads and devices. And then we get into discussions about, you know, where all of the stuff that runs these devices comes from, and why did we let the Chinese get control of it? And not only do they have control of the technology, but they use it against us. And there's a whole broad spectrum of conversation that comes out of using that word technology. I think it's
Yeah, I want to say something. I want to jump in. You say the Chinese use it against us. Not only do the Chinese use it against us, we use it against us.
Yeah.
We have to. It isn't like we're all united and looking up for each other, Doug.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. And so with that in mind, you know, you think, are we any better than anybody else? We put ourselves on that pedestal, but it is a question to ponder. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, here at 28 After on the Countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A bill to make sex trafficking of a child a felony once again in California was blocked this week by Democrats in the Assembly Public Safety Committee after passing unanimously in the California Senate. The author of the legislation is Senator Sharon Grove, the Republican from Bakersfield.
And we got to public safety, and to our shock yesterday, the Public Safety Committee on the Assembly side did kill the bill.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds will sign a bill today that effectively bans most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill will prohibit abortions after a heartbeat is detected, which can happen as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Current Iowa law allows abortions up to 20 weeks. Film and television production is grinding to a halt in Hollywood, California, with actors set to hit the picket lines today. The union representing 160,000 actors is going on strike. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 34 after the hour. Normally at the end of every week, we have a program that's on through the weekend, actually. You can hear it Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And one of the important ingredients in our conversation, or in us understanding what the conversations have been about, is a legal analysis that's provided by Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Now, because he is in an integral part of this program, and because you hear him every week, I don't think that I have to introduce him. I don't have to go into an in-depth, here's a guy who's a lawyer, he's a college professor, he has an expertise on scams and identity theft. I was just thinking, Michael, by the way, is indisposed, nothing wrong with him, it's just he's driving, and it's an awkward thing to be doing something like this while you're driving. Situations be as they are. Sometimes you can't always have things come out in perfection. That's one of the great things about conversation radio. And I say this lovingly about myself. If you're good, you don't have to, you roll with the punches, right?
Yeah.
You just have to, you know, you take it as it is. And one of the things I was just thinking as I was feeding my dog, that you and your background, you and I have known each other for 30-plus years. And I was thinking that you, among your credentials, is actually doing a weekday program on the talk station in Boston, WRKO. I was trying to remember back into what era you did that. How long ago was that?
I started at RKO in 82.
Good God.
And I was there till 2000, and then I went to another station for just a few years after that, WBIX in Boston. But
yeah.
I was there. It was a great time to be at RKO because some of the guys who you knew were the classics, you know, Brad Noy and Jerry Williams and Gene Burns. As a matter of fact, totally inappropriate. I was coming in one day after Gene Burns, and we're doing a crossover, and Gene was always, you know, so erudite and all.
He was gentleman plus. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And he was saying, yes, he was discussing aid to the Contras, and which was a big issue during the Reagan administration. And with my lack of intellect, I said, yes, we're going to continue that. We're going to be talking about giving aids to the Contras. And he gave me a look like, well, I see where we're going.
He was a wonderful human being, man.
Oh, great guy.
He had a great, great friendship. He was the... Remember back to the time when we had the Talk Radio Association?
Yeah.
And he was president, I was vice president, and what really great conversations we had. I would just, I used to have him in an era, because I've been doing this radio program with Michael for as long as we all have known each other.
Yeah.
And so I used to have a lot of talk radio hosts come on the program and discuss some of the issues. And I really loved having Gene on because he could go, he could put anything that was controversial into a perspective that was respectable. And we all know that that's almost impossible these days to do. I wish he were still around.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you an interesting thing. He and I were talking once, and you were right. First of all, he spoke, there was never an Everything was so well thought
measured.
Out, prepared.
Yeah.
And one time, you know, I was talking with him about doing a book, and he said, I can't write. And I'm thinking, can't write? You're like Mozart where you hear it and you just put it down on the paper. That's all you would have to do. But he didn't think he could write, even though it truly, if he just transcribed as he spoke extemporaneously, it would be it would be wonderful.
You know, the value of this conversation, Steve Wiseman normally comes on the Talk Radio Countdown Show to give us his legal opinion and insight into some of the stories on the list that have legal implication. There certainly are a number of them every week. But because of this, you're bringing back some memories, and for a lot of people who have been fans of talk radio for what, it really took hold in the 60s and became predominant in the 70s. It had been around, you know, from the Joe Pyne era to the Michael Jackson era, not Michael Jackson the singer, but Michael Jackson the talk host, the various networks that were around with the sort of people that were appealing like Bruce Williams and Sally Jesse Raphael, people who had different areas of expertise, Tom Snyder. Those people didn't talk about politics. And in a sense, Burns and Jerry Williams and some of the other people that were great, Boston was probably the best, Los Angeles, Boston, maybe New York, were the best talk markets when things got started. Right, because they're the people who were on the air. Most of them, Jerry was the exception to this. Jerry was always a talk, he was always a loudmouth complainer.
Yeah. That was his thing.
Yeah, that was his thing. Gene was a newsman in Florida. And he started doing, it kind of was like Limbaugh in a manner of speaking. Limbaugh was a newsman in Kansas City, and he kept getting fired. He'd get reprimanded for giving his opinion after the newscast, and then he got fired for doing it. And he thought, you know, I want to be able to say what I think. And so that's how that talk world started for him. And the same was true for Gene, although the way they expressed their opinion certainly was a whole lot different, the two of them, as examples of what happened as the talk radio world began to explode. And we just don't have, and this is in deference to all my brethren who are well-known talk radio people, the folks that have been around for a while and some of the newcomers, they just don't have the starch for whatever, whether it's the intellectual curiosity or the ability to just go toe-to-toe like Jerry Williams. He would go toe-to-toe with anybody.
Absolutely, and relished it.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch.
So in terms of, I'll put you on the spot a little bit, in terms of your own talk radio business, you were a lawyer. What prepared you and why do you think you were successful for the years that you were on? You chose not to keep doing it.
Yeah.
But it is something that was a feather in your cap. I always enjoyed listening to you because you had that same sort of erudite. Well, I don't know if erudite is the right word. I've said this to you any number of times. We never prepare for anything that we do on the air. Never. I have never asked you a question that you even stumbled on or you thought about for a second. You always have an instant and a correct response. And that is a tribute to you, I suppose, and maybe it's because you're a lawyer. I don't know. Why do you think it is that you are able to do that?
I appreciate that, and I feel the pressure every day. You know something? It's something you and I share, and what we share is a great curiosity. You know, Einstein, you know, once said that the key to life is just always be curious, and you and I are curious about what's going on in the world, and we've got good BS detectors, so we know to kind of look beyond for, you know, what's the spin. And that, I think, is what makes you a great host, and I think it helps me out in what I do.
It's annoying, frankly, and I say this maybe doesn't sound too loving. Maybe I've been doing this long enough to know how much BS there is actually there. And I didn't feel like it used to be that way. I thought the people that we're talking about are maybe some of the other great names that are no longer on the air had, as you're suggesting, good BS detector. They weren't involved in BS themselves. And there's so much of that today. I love talking with O'Reilly. You can't really talk with him anymore because his ego is through the roof. But when he was when you could have
when
a conversation
could.
With him. Yeah, right. The wonder of him calling his program the No Spin Zone when it is all spin. There's nothing but spin. And, you know, that kind of stuff. And the Fox business of fair and balanced and how it really was meant to be applied versus how it was applied. Those sorts of things are legend. But they also speak to the lack of creativity or knowledge or whatever that you're speaking about. The lack of you know, having the ability to ask a really good question, right?
Yeah, and support it. I'll tell you, though, and it's interesting you mentioned this, and again, talking about curiosity, I'm teaching a new course at Bentley University where I teach coming up this next semester, and it's on misinformation, disinformation, and propaganda. And I think a lot of what you're seeing...
You've just described news talk radio.
Yeah, well, that's it. I think a lot of what you're seeing today are business decisions, because what I looked at the studies being done in regard to miscommunication and disinformation, and what we see is something that will arouse anger will be shared much more. And so that seems to be what too much to me of talk radio is it's trying to get people angry about something. And then you have what
or afraid of something.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Or they have cognitive bias, and that is people discount anything, even if it's logical. Don't bother me with the facts. Although, was it Senator Moynihan years ago said, Patrick Moynihan, you have your right to your own opinion, you don't have your right to your own facts. But now we're in the age of facts are adapted. But people discount those. So I truly think, to a great extent, it's a business decision to try and get people angry, upset, scared, and thinking that that's going to be good business, and it's sad.
There's a dependency that's required.
Yeah,
absolutely. That kind of thinking. Yep.
Yep.
Also, you're the founder. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is with me on the countdown. Michael had to scoot. So we're talking about him and his career as a talk radio personality and the things that he's gleaned and what we've learned from him, because he's a lawyer as well as being a college professor as well as being a talk radio person. But he also is the founder of Scamicide.com, which is a website that you've devoted to helping people. There's so many scams today. One of the things that we often talk about here on the Countdown are the scams associated with things that are going on. For example, the floods up in Vermont and the number of people who have been washed away literally and figuratively by this and the help that they'll need. There are GoFundMe things that have been set up, but there also have been and will be pleas on the internet, the social media, there's some new outfit that's collecting money to help supposedly farmers in Vermont. How do you know, how has Scamicide helped people get onto the right page when it comes to giving and sharing and charity?
Yeah, and that's a great thing because I've written so many over the years when there's an event, there's a mass shooting or a natural disaster, it brings out the best in people and they want to donate. And the scammers have absolutely no sense of morality. And so they will be there with fake GoFundMe pages. They will be there with phony charities. And what I generally suggest to people, there's a great website called charitynavigator.org. And if you go to this website, you can put in the name of the charity. If it's GoFundMe, you need to really look carefully, but at least GoFundMe will reimburse you if they find out it's a scam. But if you go to charitynavigator.org, it'll tell you if it's real, and what you and I have talked about, it'll tell you if it's a so-called legit charity, how much of the money are they keeping for themselves rather than going to charitable purposes.
Yep, that's it. All right, well, thank you for being here and for delving into some of the things that have made you such an important asset to us here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen at 48 after the hour.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa"?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTRCM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Three past the hour now on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Chuck Curry, our movie man, Movie Moments, with a focus on, is this the TV show Ghosts? Is that what it's
called? No, the movie from 1990.
Oh, with Patrick Swayze,
yeah.
Demi Moore,
Goldberg. Demi Moore.
Yep, right. Why are we playing this?
Can I? Because I got a couple cool stories about this movie. This day in movie history, July 13th, 1990, Ghost hit theaters. It was produced on a budget of $23 million.
Wow!
And grossed $515 million. $515 million worldwide.
How's it a good old day?
Domestically. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Real quick. I remember. I was watching TV. David Letterman back in the day. Bruce Willis came on. And he was promoting Die Hard 2.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to Dave, he said, you know, my wife, who was his wife at the time, Demi Moore, he said, my wife did a film which is coming out soon. It's called Ghost. And he goes, I've seen it. And he goes, mark my words, this will be a massive sleeper hit. And he was correct. I remember that interview.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You don't get this anymore because movies are basically, they're so force-fed to us that they don't give a chance for movies to be sleepers. But if you watch the Michael J. Fox documentary on Apple, which is a terrific piece of television, he said that one of his regrets is he actually turned down the Patrick Swayze role.
I didn't know that, really.
That would have been really interesting. Yeah, that would have been really interesting. But Ghost made a lot of money. The public loved that film. You got people going back to see that 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And a movie theater, very successful movie. But again, this is the dichotomy in the industry. Why in 1990, which is not that long ago, why you could produce a studio film for $23 million and have it make $500 million worldwide, and then you're making movies for $300 million, and you can't make it, you barely can make it make $400 million, which is a loss because this the theater gets half the ticket sale. And then you got marketing and promotion costs. So the model's getting harder and harder. And I don't know if you heard, Doug, but the actors are on strike. Holy cow.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Actors, the Hollywood walkout now includes the Writers Guild. I get a kick out of, I was talking about this earlier, the last episode of The Blacklist was on last night. And
yes.
the reason that it, and I've spoiled it for a lot of people, but it's okay. If you haven't seen it. One of the great pieces of television, I think, in the modern era. So well written, well done.
Yes.
Spader really answered the call. And, you know, there are hundreds of episodes and 10, 11 years of this.
So did you like the last episode?
Yes and no. It didn't end the way that I thought it was going to end.
Okay.
But it ended in a way that Spader, well, it appears, so here's the story with, teamed with the writers walkout. They hadn't finished shooting the end of the series when the writers went on strike. So apparently Spader and the showrunner decided they were going to write the last two episodes. And they did, and then they went to Spain to produce it instead of doing it in New York City.
So they were allowed to do. They were allowed to write that episode themselves.
Apparently, Spader went toe to toe with what I read last night. After it was over, Spader just took it upon himself. Hey, I'm going to finish this show. I don't know what's going on with you guys, but we're doing it, and that's how it got done.
Yeah, I'll tell you a quick. So I'll tell you a quick story. Here's the problem with the writers and the actors strike. Well, the actors strike in general about residuals. Carol O'Connor back in the 1970s. Played Archie Bunker on All in the Family. He was the first actor who had the understanding and the vision that that show would become generational and it would be ultimately shown in repeats many years down the road. So he was the first actor to cut a deal for syndication rights to make money from All in the Family years later. Right? So then obviously Friends, a cast of Friends made a fortune. Cast of Cheers made a ton of money. Seinfeld made a ton of money. The whole cast made a ton of money because those shows were sold to a separate entity which took the rights and then sold those episodes into syndication on individual stations and sub-networks like TNT and TBS. That's pretty easy to understand, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so now if you have a Netflix show, Netflix, who are they going to sell it to? It's so much different. Like, it's so, you can't put it on, there's so many intangibles to this current new age marketplace that it's not the same. I don't see how the money's going to come from Netflix to give these people years later.
They have to keep it on their own. All right, big story this weekend on Monday will be Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise, and I don't think there's any surprise here. This is going to be a huge box office draw. I'm eager to see it myself, frankly. So we'll get that report on Monday from Chucker. It's now 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.